From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Londoners held a vigil in Trafalgar Square on Thursday for the victims of the attack on Westminster. London Mayor Sadiq Khan spoke to the gathering.
Londoners will never be cowed by terrorism. Those evil and twisted individuals who try to destroy our shared way of life will never succeed, and we condemn them.
American Kurt Cochran was one of the four victims killed, and his wife was among dozens more injured by an SUV deliberately driven at them by the attacker on London's Westminster Bridge. Cochran's friends are remembering him this way.
He was always around when there was a community, when there was an event going on and there was music involved. Kurt was there and part of it, so we're all going to miss him.
This news has been devastating to our community. It makes you realize what an impact one person can have.
Police say 52-year-old Khalid Massad struck the pedestrians before breaching Parliament's grounds and fatally stabbing a police officer. The attacker was then shot dead by police. Police are still searching for clues to a motive for the deadly attack. A Frenchman has been arrested in Belgium after he allegedly drove his car at a high rate of speed toward a crowd in the city's main shopping district. No one was hurt. Police later arrested a man suspected of being the driver of that vehicle. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. After postponing Thursday's vote on the Republican-designed health care reform bill, over uncertainty about its passage, House Speaker Paul Ryan made this announcement late Thursday night.
For 7.5 years, we have been promising the American people that we will repeal and replace this broken law because it's collapsing and it's failing families. And tomorrow we're proceeding.
You have the vote?
Speaker, Democrat
Nancy Pelosi suggested that the reputation of some lawmakers is coming under scrutiny because of the health care bill.
Republicans vote to destroy health care coverage, especially in this brutal form. Well, that vote is going to be tattooed to their heads. They can't say Donald Trump made me do it. He's not their boss. Their constituents are their bosses.
President Trump lobbied lawmakers who are not backing the bill, putting his skills as a deal maker on the line. Trump failed to win over the conservative House Freedom Caucus and even alienated some moderates afraid for their political futures. The Senate's leading Democrat has said he will not vote for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee and is urging all members of his party to do the same. Senator Charles Schumer of New York said Thursday that he would lead a filibuster against appeals court judge Neil Gorsuch. Republicans currently hold 52 seats in the Senate, meaning several Democrats would have to vote in favor of Gorsuch to end debate and approve his nomination. The Pakistani government says terrorists are financing their activities through waves of crime, including extortion, drug trafficking, and kidnapping. Pakistani media say the yet-to-be-released report cites the more than 200 local and international terrorist organizations generate billions of Pakistani rupees to fund their activities. The report also said some terrorist groups get rich off selling military equipment looted from NATO supplies that pass through Pakistani land before arriving in neighboring Afghanistan. The U.S. State Department is asking American embassies and consulates around the world to identify certain groups that should get extra scrutiny when they apply for visas. This directive also instructs U.S. posts overseas to review the social media accounts of visa applicants who are suspected of terrorist ties or having been in Islamic State group-controlled areas. It is the first evidence of the extreme vetting of foreigners entering the U.S. that President Trump promised during his campaign. And Somalia's president is appealing to the international community to help his nation avert an approaching famine. Somalia's president, Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, told the United Security Council almost half of his country is facing an acute food shortage. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.